Opening tone. This lesson walks you through a Kings of the Roller subsign workflow in Ableton Live 12, how to design a compact, musical roller sub, modulate it with minimal CPU overhead, and arrange with freeze and bounce habits that keep your session light while sounding full. Section 1, Overview. Today you'll build a mono subsign instrument using Live stock devices, create a 1-2 bar rolling subs pattern with pitch slides and gated amplitude, and set up an efficient modulation and arrangement workflow. The goal is to get that rolling, musical DNB sub movement while keeping CPU use tiny, single voice sampling, clip envelopes instead of dozens of LFOs, grouped side chaining, and sensible freeze/resample practices. Section 2, what you will build you'll end up with. A mono sign based sub instrument using sampler or simpler in classic mode if you don't have sampler. A 1-2 bar roller style pattern with legato slides and ghost notes. Clip envelope driven modulation for rhythmic gating and pitch nudges. A low CPU processing chain, utility, saturator, EQ8, a single sidechain compressor on the group, and a resampling strategy to permit variations to audio. Section 3. Create an efficient subsign instrument. Start a new MIDI track and load sampler. If you only have simpler, switch it to classic mode and load a single cycle sign sample. In sampler, load a single cycle sign, set loop mode to on so notes sustain indefinitely. Set the sample root to C1 or C2/C0 depending on how deep you want it. In global, set voices to 1 and mode to mono. Enable glide or legato if you want portamento slides. Short times give subtle motion, 30-80 milliseconds is a good range for roller swoops. Keep the filter bypassed for a pure fundamental. This simple, mono, single voice setup is incredibly CPU efficient and predictable in pitch and glide behavior. Section 4. Program a tight roller's pattern. Create a 2 bar MIDI clip on a 1/16 or 1/32 grid and lay out low notes on C1 or C2. Bar 1, a long sustained root on 1.1, held for about a bar. Insert tiny offbeat ghost notes, very low velocity, short lengths, to give rhythmic motion without cluttering the low end. Bar 2, use a short note on the downbeat and overlap it into the next hit to trigger glide for a classic swoop. Keep velocities consistent. Small variations help when the signal passes through light saturation, but the sub's character should come mainly from pitch and gating rather than velocity. Section 5. Clip envelope-based modulation. Low CPU, high musicality. Open the clip and use the envelopes box for most modulation. Clip envelopes are cheap CPU-wise and perfect for repeating micro-movements. For rhythmic gating, target mixer track volume or place a utility and automate its gain via clip envelopes. For pitch nudges, target sampler transpose or detune. Draw small moves, tens of cents, on specific hits to add life. For slides, rely on overlapping notes plus sampler's glide rather than continuous pitch LFOs. If you need slow tonal movement, put a single auto filter in the device chain and automate auto filter frequency via clip envelope. This is lighter than running multiple LFO devices. Section 6. Add harmonics without heavy CPU usage. After sampler, use a light processing chain, utility to confirm mono and set staging levels. Saturator with small drive, 0.5 to 2 dB, using analog clip or soft sign to add subtle harmonics without muddying the low end. EQ8 to clean below 1825 Hz and gently shape low mid energy. Be surgical and avoid many bands unless needed. Optionally, a tiny amount of redux for character at very low settings, but use sparingly. Keep everything mono, and avoid unison or multi-voice synths for the sub. Section 7, sidechain and gating. The cheap way, create a drum bus or a simple kick trigger return, and on the subgroup use compressor with sidechain input from that bus. Start with threshold around minus 18 dB, ratio about 3:1, very fast attack, release a 180 ms, then tweak to taste. Use a single compressor on the subgroup rather than multiple compressors per track. It's CPU efficient and easier to manage. For rhythmic gating, prefer clip volume envelopes and utility gain automation over gate devices. They're transparent and low cost. Section 8. Grouping, freezing, and bouncing. Group the subs and their processing into one track. Keep the chain tight and purposeful. When you like a section, freeze the group to offload CPU quickly. Duplicate the frozen track before flattening so you have an editable backup. Flatten to convert to audio once you commit, or resample to a dedicated audio track to capture multiple takes including returns and scene effects. Store rendered 1-2 bar variations in a project folder for fast arranging. Section 9. Arrange with care. Duplicate rendered audio clips to build a slash B variations. Small pitch shifts plus slash one semitone work well for melodic change, but render and then transpose audio rather than keeping multiple sampler instances. Avoid heavy warping on subs. If you must pitch, transpose audio or resample at the desired pitch to prevent artifacts. Use clip phase and small crossfades. When tightening transients, a 1/4ms fade can help remove clicks without audible loss. Section 10. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't run multi-voice synths or unison for the sub. They waste CPU and create phase problems. Avoid many independent LFO devices per clip. Clip envelopes or a single shared LFO on a return are better. Don't oversaturate. Subtlety preserves the low end and avoids chasing tone with more processing. Don't warp low subs aggressively. Use resampling or simple transposition instead. Freeze and bounce early to avoid dozens of heavy instances. Section 11. Pro tips and workflow refinements. Keep everything mono until the master stage. Utility mono sum your subgroup. Use clip envelopes for repeating micro movement. Reserve track automation for larger arrangement changes. Use a single auto filter on a return for shared modulation and send different amounts from various subs to get independent depths cheaply. When creating pitched variants, render once and transpose the audio rather than keeping multiple instrument instances. Make a subs library. Render 1-bar and 2-bar variations with slight saturation, detune, and tight fade so you can drop them into an arrangement instantly. Freeze to save CPU. Flatten only after duplicating the frozen track to keep an editable copy. Section 12. Mini practice exercise. Build a 2-bar Kings of the Rollers subloop and render 3 low CPU variations. 1. Create sampler. Load single cycle sign. Set mono. Voices equals 1. Glide around 2060ms. 2. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip. Sustained root on beat 1. Short ghost offbeat that overlaps to trigger glide. 3. Use clip envelopes. Sampler transpose for a 50/150 slide on the ghost note, and mixer track volume to add a 1/16 gated chop on bar 2. 4. Add saturator 1-2 dB, EQ8 cut under 18hz, and compressor with sidechain from your kick bus. 5. Freeze the subgroup, duplicate and flatten to audio. 6. Make 2 variations, a plus 1 semitone pitch shifted version and a tightened version, with a small 2/4ms fade. Arrange a/a/b/ across 16 bars and compare CPU before and after freezing. Section 13. Final recap. Key takeaways. Keep your sub mono and single voice. Use clip envelopes for rhythmic and pitch movement instead of many running LFOs. Generate harmonics sparingly with subtle saturation and group processing, and aggressively freeze or resample committed material so you can run dense drums and effects without CPU spikes. Centralize sidechain ducking on the subgroup and build a rendered sub library for fast arranging. Closing tone. That's the Kings of the Rollers subsign workflow in Ableton Lev 12. Build simple, modulate with clip envelopes, and commit early. You'll get the rolling musical sub movement with minimal CPU cost.